Domknigi, or House of Books. One of the most remarkable buildings on Nevsky Prospect is Domknigi, the House of Books, or it is also known as Singer's House. At the start of the 20th century, the sewing machine manufacturing company Singer bought a land plot on Nevsky Prospect in order to build the head office of its Russian department. The architect Susser was to build a high-rise building similar to New York skyscrapers. In Imperial Russia, it was illegal to build private buildings taller than the emperor's palace. The architect therefore had to confine himself to a shorter edifice, which served for advertising purposes as well as for decoration. A glass globe was lit up with electricity from the inside, and the surface was marked with the inscription Singer & Company, symbolizing the worldwide scope of the company. At the beginning of the 20th century, a new style in architecture appeared, Art Nouveau style, which translates as modern and new. This building can actually be called pioneering in the style. For the first time in Russia, a metal framework was used in construction, which allowed large windows to be built. The glass of each of the windows weighs about 100 kilograms. Passers-by were confused by the absence of rainwater pipes. The architect had hidden them in the walls of the building. Air chambers were placed in the basement, and the air in the premises was clean, warmed up, and moistened. Also, the building featured a courtyard with a glass roof, elevator lifts, and security safes. Everything that was most modern, new, unusual, and the best for the time. The materials included red and gray polished granite, forged grids, and enormous statues. In each pair of statues, one of the bronze maidens holds a spindle in her hands, and there is a sewing machine by her side. The building by Susser immediately became a recognizable and dominant structure on Nevsky Prospect. On the lower floors was a bank, the U.S. American Consulate, and a singer's shop where ethnographic costumes and expositions were held. On the upper floors were sewing workshop areas. Not only did the Singer Company sell sewing machines all over the world, it was the first company to sell them on credit. But it also completed large orders by making uniforms for the Russian army. The attic was utilized by the Russian Singer branch. After the October Revolution, Singer wound up its business in Russia. The two lower floors were given to Domknigi, the House of Books, and others were taken over by the editorial offices of different magazines. In Soviet times, Domknigi became not only the main bookshop in the city, but also the most important cultural center. The first big book fair was held here under a slogan, "A book is the best present." This became a tradition and attracted thousands of customers every year. Domknigi initiated and arranged meetings with writers and regularly held poetry nights. On the bookshop floors, theme weeks and exposition decades were organized. Even during the blockade, the House of Books continued working. After the war, it was restored and then opened for customers until 2004, when major repairs of the building began. The compulsory condition of the repairs was to preserve the historical interiors. The now open, renovated Domknigi House of Books is the biggest bookshop in St. Petersburg and one of the largest in Europe.